Are you struggling to stay motivated as a content creator, creating content? Well, today we're going to talk about how to stay motivated. Mm-hmm. My name is Oswaldo.
My name is Sophia.
And you're listening to
Creators Voices. Yay. The little yay is so important.
Every time.
Every time.
So how about this, Sophia? I'll share one way I stay motivated.
Yeah.
And you share one way to stay motivated.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a third one on how we're planning to stay motivated.
I have a feeling it's going to be like a lot of little things that weaves into, like, that are all kind of related to each other. So it's not going to be like whatever you say is probably not going to be completely different than what I say.
And that's fine, because then it'll just confirm how important whatever it is that I say or you say.
Yeah, that's true. It means it's really right.
All right. So one of the ways that I stay motivated. So first thing is first, I know I'm not always going to be motivated to do the things that I have to do that need to get done.
Yeah.
And that's one way for me to stay motivated, is not to do things when I get motivated.
Yeah.
It's to do things when I'm not motivated, when it's very important. I don't wait for motivation on my point.
Yes.
You know, like, I just have to get the things done that need to get done in order to see results.
Yeah.
And the motivation comes because you're not going to see results unless you get things done.
Yeah.
You make content. You be consistent. You know, you try your hardest and you just put it out there in the world. You'll see results. If I'm just sitting down waiting for motivation to strike so I can create more content, I'll be very surprised if I find motivation.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? That's like, true. You just can't just sit around and wait for motivation. Or, you know, another thing that that I do, just to put it out there, is change of environment too. Mm-hmm. It helps me so much, like, you know, getting out of my comfort zone, not to have the same routine every single day, to change my routine somehow, try something different. So that's a really real quick one that I had. So
that was like two answers.
I can tell I have so many.
I know, right? Seriously.
Yeah, because it's important, man.
Yeah,
it's very important.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I think that those are really good points. I think another thing too for me is it's remembering why I'm doing it in the first place, right? It's like, ooh, why
I like that.
That's right. Like that. Yeah, no, I think it's yeah, that's the biggest thing for me. It's like, I'm doing this for a bigger cause. So whatever that end goal is so much bigger than the temporary feeling of not being motivated today, right? So if my end goal for my brand, for example, is getting more customers, more sales, and to ensure the success of my company, that's obviously a lot more important than feeling a little bit lazy today.
Yeah.
So it pushes me to keep going. And I think another thing that helps me too is knowing that, narrowing down the one to two things that I know that I need to do to move the needle fastest. So for me, sometimes the most important thing that I need to do that day isn't necessarily creating content, it's to edit and post content, if that makes sense. So if I'm like, the thing that's the most important for me to do right now is to publish more content, that's all I'm going to focus on. And it helps me get the ball rolling, because usually when I'm done with that, I'm like, well, I'm already working, then I can just continue to do, you know, move down the list of the lesser important things. And I oftentimes find myself just continuing working.
Yeah.
And then it ends up becoming a productive day.
So for you, it's just prioritize your tasks, like what needs to get done.
Yeah.
And that's it.
If I only have the mental capacity to do two things that day, what are the two things that I must do that still makes that day a win? And that helps me a lot, because it takes the pressure off of like the 30 things that I need to do on my to-do list.
Yeah. You know what? I really like that, because
thank you.
One of the things that keeps you unmotivated is the fact that you have so many things that you have to do.
Yes.
And you get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. This is good, because today our goal, we're visiting family right now and we're at an Airbnb, but we're like, we're going to bring the microphones and we're going to get a podcast done.
Yeah. That was the goal.
You know, that was the goal. Just get a podcast done.
Right.
And what are we doing right now?
Getting a
podcast done. Yeah. And that's what you're listening to right now.
Yeah. Yeah. And if we get it done, whatever we do else afterwards, we don't feel as guilty doing it. right? Yeah, we can actually enjoy our family, enjoy our time off, stuff like that.
And we don't feel as guilty. Yeah. And whatever else is next in our to-do list that we do, it's extra.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that feeling of doing extra work makes you feel more motivated because you're like, hell yeah, like I'm doing so much. You feel like you're doing so much, even though it's really just like maybe three more things or something.
So for you guys, what I would suggest is like, what is it that you need to get done? Do you have to film something?
Mm-hmm.
Film it.
Yeah.
Do you have to write a script? Write the script. Do you have to edit?
Yeah.
Edit.
Yeah.
But set yourself a certain amount of time that you have to edit and get it done. But whatever it is, set yourself a task. But make sure you set yourself a task that's big enough or impactful enough that you know it's like, that's good.
Yeah, that's good enough.
That's good enough.
Yeah.
You know, don't cheat yourself.
Yeah. But it usually leads to other things. That's what I'm saying, which is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. And I like that because you're right about that, because after you get that done, then you're like, all right, what's next?
Yeah, you're warmed up. Like, you're like, I already started. It's kind of like you hop on a treadmill. It's like you wouldn't necessarily stop after 1 minute. But getting started in that 1 minute is the hardest part.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's a good tip. Just get started.
Yeah.
Get started. Just get it rolling. Don't sit around and wait. The longer you wait, the less motivated you're going to feel.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's going to get you even more. And you know what, you guys? Don't sit around and wait for motivation. Period.
Yeah, right.
Screw that part.
Yeah.
You know?
Love
just
that.
Get things done. Mm-hmm. Get it done, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what. And results are not always going to be high. Once you put out a piece of content, get on the next one.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah.
And the last thing I would say is what helps me the most too is tying my value to the fact that I accomplished what it is that I wanted to accomplish and not actually caring that much about the numbers. So I feel good about myself if I publish something. Not that video went viral. Does that make sense? Like my value as a person and my confidence comes from the fact that I finish whatever it is that I tell myself I'm going to finish, regardless of the result. Yeah.
So what this means is you have control over certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Those things that you have control over, you can get done. But there's things that are out of your control. The amount of views that are going to show up after you publish.
Yeah.
That's out of your control. But what it is in your control is to publish that video, to publish that piece of content.
Yeah.
And that's what Sophia is talking about. What she's talking about is like, I have control over publishing videos, the views, and that's out of my control.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Well, yeah, I hope you guys feel motivated after this. And if you don't, get it done.
Get something. Get one thing. Yeah. Just organizing my list from most priority or the highest priority to least priority, and then being so crystal clear on what it is that one thing or two things that I need to do for the day already helps me. Like literally just reorganizing the list instead of looking at it and be like, ugh, like I have so many things to do.
Yeah.
It's like just knowing one to two things and you can ignore the rest and it'll still be good.
And
like that's a good feeling.
And that feeling of accomplishment too is so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. Like right now, like I feel so good the fact that, yeah, we have to go visit family. We have to go, you know, do family things. But if we can fit in a podcast, let's make it happen.
Yeah.
And here we are once again. I'm just proud of that. That's all.
Aww, that's so good. Yeah, see, today was filming the podcast was goal number one.
Yeah.
And goal number two tomorrow might be to edit it, right? That's it. We're not filming tomorrow. We're editing tomorrow.
It's all about showing up, you guys.
Yeah.
Show up. All right. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you listen to it, if you're watching it on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. If you're listening to a podcast, make sure you leave a review. It would really help us out. And we wish you the best on your content creation, man. Seriously.
Yeah.
Wish you all the best.
Yeah, seriously. And if you're watching this maybe later on in December, happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Yeah. All right. Love you so much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.